Okay, so you know that feeling right when you really want to learn something new, but you want to do it quickly and completely. Well, that's what we're all about here.
That's right. And today's topic is one that you've definitely seen countless times, but maybe not thought too deeply about.
Exactly. It's something that seems super simple at first glance, but as always, we've got some fascinating material here to really dig into.
Oh, definitely. It's way more interesting than you might think.
We're talking about the photo booth.
Yep, the photo booth. You know those little booths you see sometimes with the curtain and the flashy light?
Yeah, you might just think of it as a way to get some goofy pictures or, a quick passport photo.
But trust me, there's so much more to it than that.
For this deep dive, we've got two really interesting sources that look at photo booths in completely different ways.
The first is a really great online story called Photomaton Retrospect by Barbara Buckles.
And it's full of personal anecdotes, memories, even some comments from other folks who shared their own photo booth stories.
It really gets to the heart of why we love those little photo strips and why they have this sort of cultural significance.
And then we've also got some info on an art installation.
Yeah, this one is also called Photomaton, but it's by a totally different person named Fernando Morante.
And his approach is super interesting because it's all about these old ID photos that has been, well, kind of discarded.
Yeah, he's asking this really thought-provoking question about what happens to those images when they lose their original purpose.
So in this deep dive, we're going to explore these two totally different perspectives on the photo booth.
It's going to be a journey through nostalgia art, even a little bit of mystery.
Our mission is to help you see this everyday object in a whole new light.
We want you to walk away with a deeper understanding of the power of those little photo strips.
And by the end, you might even be inspired to dig out your own photo booth memories and take a closer look.
Okay, so let's start with Barbara Buckles' story, Photomaton Retrospect. One of the things that really struck me is how she talks about the allure of even those superficial ID photos.
Right. It's like even when you're trying to look all serious and neutral for a passport or something, a bit of your personality still shines through.
Yeah, she describes this aura or allure that these photos have, and it's so true.
It's like there's something captivating about those little glimpses into someone's life, even if it's just for an ID.
And she uses some amazing examples from her own family to illustrate this point.
Yeah, like her grandmother's photo. She describes her as having this coy smile and wearing a fur collar.
And immediately you just start imagining, who was this woman? What was she like? What was happening in her life when that photo was taken?
Totally. And then there's the photo of her mother looking super stylish.
Yeah.
She even uses the phrase très chic with this mysterious man.
And again, you just can't help but wonder, who was he? What was the relationship? What were they doing together? It's like these tiny pictures become these little windows into a whole world of stories.
They really do. And what I also found so interesting is how Buckles talks about the social aspect of photo booths back in the day.
Oh, yeah, because back then, photo booths were like the go-to activity for casual dates or just hanging out with friends.
Especially at places like amusement parks or arcades.
It was a time when not everyone had a camera in their pocket all the time.
So the photo booth was this really accessible way to capture a fun moment with someone.
She talks about the whole experience, squeezing onto that little stool with your date or friend.
And that curtain to give you a tiny bit of privacy, even though everyone could still kind of see what you were doing.
It was all part of the fun.
And then there was the anticipation of waiting for that photo strip to slowly emerge from the machine.
And then finally getting to see those four little pictures of you and your friend making silly faces or trying to look cool.
It was like this whole ritual, a shared experience that you could then hold in your hand and share with others.
And that's such a key point. These weren't just digital images that got lost in a sea of selfies. They were physical objects that you could touch and pass around.
She talks about people showing their photo strips to friends, putting them in scrapbooks, even carrying them around in their wallets.
And I think that's part of why these photos have such staying power. As Buckles says, they endure and endear.
Because they're more than just images. They're tangible reminders of a specific time and place and the people you were with.
It's like holding a little piece of the past in your hand.
And I loved how she brought up the comments from other people who shared their own photo booth memories.
Yeah, so many people talked about the fun and even the innocent naughtiness of those moments.
It wasn't always about getting the perfect picture. It was about being silly and spontaneous and sometimes even a little bit mischievous.
Like trying to time your expressions with the flash, which was always a bit unpredictable.
It makes you wonder if we've lost something in our age of perfectly filtered Instagram photos, you know?
It does make you think.
There's something really charming about the raw, unedited nature of those old photo booth strips.
They capture a real moment in time without all the posing and airbrushing.
It's a different kind of authenticity.
And speaking of authenticity, it's fascinating how photo booths have also played a role in the art world.
I know, right? Buckles mentions that even famous artists like Andy Warhol and Francis Bacon were inspired by photo booth images.
It's so unexpected, isn't it? You wouldn't necessarily think that these little snapshots would have any connection to high art.
But when you think about it, it kind of makes sense.
Like Warhol with his fascination with repetition and pop culture imagery.
The grid-like structure of the photo booth strip with those slight variations in each frame could have really appealed to him.
It's like a visual representation of mass production and the idea of the individual versus the collective.
And then you have someone like Bacon, who was really interested in exploring the darker, distorted side of human nature.
The sometimes unflattering, candid nature of photo booth pictures could have resonated with him.
It's like they offered a glimpse into the rawness of human existence.
And it wasn't just those big names either. Buckles mentions a whole book called Photo Booth, The Art of the Automatic Portrait, that's all about artists who have used photo booths in their work.
It just goes to show how versatile this seemingly simple medium can be.
And even today, we're seeing a resurgence of photo booths at events like weddings and parties.
It's like a retro throwback that still holds a certain charm.
Maybe it's because in a world saturated with digital images, people are craving something more tangible, something they can physically hold and share.
I think you're right.
Okay, so now let's switch gears a bit and talk about Fernando Morante's Photomaton art installation.
This one is really interesting because it takes us in a more conceptual direction.
Yeah, it's all about prompting us to think about photo booths and the images they produce in a completely different way.
So for this installation, Morante actually built his own custom photo booth that's the exact same size as an original Photomaton booth.
And inside, he's created this archive of found ID photographs.
He's basically asking this really powerful question. What happens to old ID portraits when they lose their context?
Like he's taking all those forgotten faces and giving them a new space to exist.
And it's so thought-provoking because it makes you realize that these images were once so important for identifying someone.
They were used to verify someone's identity, to grant them access to certain places or services.
But now stripped of that original purpose, they become something else entirely.
They become these mysterious remnants of lives lived.
Morante says that they leave us with mere physiognomies, which is basically just a fancy word for physical appearance.
We can maybe glean some clues about their social status or the era they lived in based on their clothing or hairstyle.
But we know nothing about their actual lives, their stories, their hopes and dreams.
It's a really powerful meditation on the nature of identity and memory.
And the fact that this installation was displayed in the Lisbon subway back in 2018 makes it even more impactful.
Because the subway is this place of constant movement and anonymity. Thousands of faces pass through there every day without ever really acknowledging each other.
So it creates this really interesting contrast between the fleeting present and these remnants of the past.
It's like these discarded ID photos, which were once so crucial for navigating society, are now just these ghostly echoes in this bustling public space.
And it's also fascinating to think about the historical context of the Photomaton itself.
Morante mentions that it was invented in 1925 in the USA by a guy named Anatole Josepho.
And it was the first automated system for creating ID portraits.
So it was born out of this very practical need for identification.
But now, almost a century later, it's become something that can inspire art and prompt these really deep reflections.
It's amazing how something that seems so simple can have such a complex history and cultural impact.
When you think about it, Buckle's story and Morante's art installation actually represent two very different ways of engaging with photo booth images.
Buckles is all about the personal connection, the nostalgia, the stories that these photos evoke. While Morante is more interested in the loss of context, the anonymity, the mystery of these forgotten faces.
It's the difference between cherishing a personal memento and contemplating a historical artifact. But what both of these perspectives ultimately highlight is our very human need to capture and preserve moments in time.
Whether it's for our own personal remembrance or for the sake of documenting human existence itself.
The humble photo booth has served both of these purposes in a way that's both surprising and enduring.
So now we want to turn it over to you, the listener.
Have you ever come across an old photograph of someone you didn't recognize?
Did you find yourself trying to imagine their story, who they were, what their life was like?
Or what about your own photo booth pictures? Do you have any tucked away in a drawer somewhere?
What memories and emotions do those photos evoke for you?
Maybe it's time to dig them out and take a closer look.
Because each one of those little photo strips represents a specific moment in time, a connection to your past self and the people you shared that little booth with.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of photo booths,
we hope you've gained a new appreciation for this seemingly simple invention.
It's more than just a machine for taking quick pictures.
It's a container for memories.
A catalyst for artistic expression.
And a poignant reminder of our enduring desire to capture and remember.
And here's a final thought to leave you with.
In a world where we're constantly bombarded with digital images, what is it about those tangible, often imperfect photo booth pictures that still hold such a unique allure?
Is it the physicality of the photo strip?
The shared experience of being in that little booth?
Or maybe it's the fact that they represent a time before everything was so perfectly filtered and curated.
Whatever the reason, we encourage you to appreciate those photo booth images you might have.
And the next time you see a photo booth, maybe take a moment to step inside and create some new memories.
Because in a world that's increasingly digital, those little strips of film offer a tangible connection to the past.
And a reminder that even the most ordinary moments can be worth preserving.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
See you next time.
With another fascinating topic to explore.